overcome.
The great ones always win. They always find a way to win. And they may not win every play, but I think if they continue to play at the level in which I'm sure that has gotten them to that point, I think they can still stay on top and will eventually beat double teams, triple teams. Who knows? But yeah, in regards to a one-on-one, you know, they should win the majority of those. And in regards to double and fan blocks and chips and whatnot, obviously you're not going to win as much as you like. But I think, you know, you stay after it, you're going to free up other people, and you know, I think you'll end up making some plays on that too.
Getting back to the training a little bit in the off season, would it be a stretch to say that MMA training is kind of made you that much better this year? You had a good year last year, but obviously the start you had this year?
I think it definitely had a hand in it. You know, I believe in my abilities and what I have and where I've been going. And if you look at my progression, you know, in the NFL, I think it's been going upward. So it definitely helped in that regards. But, yeah, I mean, it was fantastic training, and it really helped me get me in shape both mentally and physically for this year.
Do you consider Ryan Capretta from Proactive your personal trainer?
Mm-hmm.
Do you work with him every year there?
Yes.
And what types of stuff do you do with him?
That's pushing weights right there with him. You know, we just, that's more so strength building and getting bigger.
Okay. And you do that every summer too?
Yeah, I do that. Yeah, whenever I'm back home, I get workouts in with him.
Okay.
You did your research, huh?
Well, I just found out about him this week, so.
Oh, yeah? How'd you find out about him?
I talked to your high school coach a couple years ago.
Okay. So. What did my high school coach have to say about me?
Everything good.
All right. Yeah. Just curious.
What you've seen on Taper Cutler, I mean, are they mixing up a lot of 3-5-7 drops? I mean, what are some of the keys to getting to him again?
Just staying active. He's obviously very elusive in the pocket. He's a great athlete, and he can make all the necessary throws that he needs to. Obviously, if he's throwing 3-step drops, it's going to be hard to get to him. But, you know, hopefully we got some good coverage on the back end and, you know, help us get there in regards to putting pressure on the passer.
From a mental standpoint, when they do start chipping away and double tripping, I mean, what do you have to do to, you know, try and overcome that and stay mentally prepared?
Just staying active, really. You know, you can't worry about that. It should be freeing up other people. But just staying after it, and the times you do get your one-on-one, blocks, you should be able to win those. So just staying active and, you know, hopefully beating those. And like I said, freeing up other people.